You are listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast. This is the place where content creators come to learn how to create profitable content that positions themselves as an authority and grows their online businesses. Get ready to take your content to a whole new level with your host, Kristen Poborski.
Hey there, it's Kristen Poborski, and I am so excited to be back today and talking to you about AI content creation. See, I've got my AI content accelerator series coming up real soon, and I wanted to dive into a few concepts that I will be teaching in more depth in that series. So if you're interested, I've got the link right down below in the notes. You can go check out and see what I'm going to be teaching you in this four-week series that's starting in late February. So today we're going to be talking about mastering your content plan. So that's going to be the first thing I'm going to be teaching in there in that series, how to create a content plan using AI. A lot of you I know have probably or may not have been using AI yet. But let me tell you, if you haven't started using AI to help you speed up and make your content creation process even faster, now's the time to get on board with it. And I'm going to go into a few other topics I have today around AI content creation, but we're really going to be specifically focusing on creating the content plan and using AI to create a content plan that aligns with whatever you are selling, promoting, doing inside your business. But one of the things I think that stops people from using AI to create content or even a content plan is they, don't know if it's going to be around. There's a lot of questions about, is it capturing your unique voice? Things like that. But let me tell you a really quick story about something that happened to me, gosh, when I was in my 20s. Okay. So I'm going to age myself, but this is how I feel about AI. And I learned a valuable lesson way back when in businesses. Now we're going back to the 80s, okay? When businesses were just starting to use computers and things like that instead of spreadsheets and things like that. I had to teach people how to use a purchase order management system. And when I was training people there, people would walk out of my training session, I'm never going to use a computer. Well, look what happened to that. That went quickly bye-bye. And what a valuable lesson I learned was to always really analyze, look at where things are going, but never dismiss new developments in whether it's AI, using computers, video content, things like that. I've been creating content and teaching content creation for my clients and my students since for over 10 years, over a decade now. A lot of the things stay the same. There's some concepts that are timeless, but what changes is really like how we deliver content, messaging, how to stand out, things like that has changed dramatically. Like way back when we first started, it was okay to write, to do written content. Well, now you need to be doing video content. So when AI came out it's been longer than a year, but it really came to the forefront of marketing and things like that over a year ago. Okay. Probably about a year and a half ago, longer than that. And when I started seeing it, I kind of started thinking the same things that those people who walked out of my, my training classes back in the 80s, I'm never going to use a computer. Well, I kind of thought the same thing about AI until I dove into it and I saw how much it could help me create content, come up with ideas, and create a content plan that helps me create content that my audience is looking for, that is engaging and keeps my unique voice so that I don't run into plagiarism and things like that. Okay. So I know those might be things that you're thinking about when it comes to creating content. So using AI, but today let's just kind of go into why it is so smart to use AI and how easy it is to use AI to mastering your content plan. Okay. So again, what we want to do is we really want to take our content and make sure that your content ideas, when you go to input them into ChatGPT, that they align with what your business is doing. So what I'm saying here is don't go talking about current events if you are a content creator like me who teaches content creation. So what I need to be looking at is what I'm doing, what is my sales plan in my business, and create content around what my sales calendar looks like. So right now, because I am launching this series on AI content creation, I am talking about AI content so that I can engage my audience, get awareness, and bring new people into my ecosphere of content, and then hopefully enroll them into my series or help them really learn how to create content using AI that is both engaging and incorporates their unique voice. Okay. So really what you want to start out with is really defining your goals. If you've got a sales plan or you know what topics you're talking about and you've got opt-ins and things like that, then you want to pick content ideas. This is what I used to talk about when I still teach it. The first thing is always come up with your content categories so that you have a broad framework of what you're going to put into AI. So you want to do that sort of thing. Then once you have those in there, what you want to do is go in and figure out research. What are the problems? What is your audience? What are they struggling with around these bigger content categories? Because those are the things that you're going to want to talk about in your content plan. You want to meet your audience right where they're at. So your audience, someone that you probably want to bring into your fold, into your content ecosphere, is someone who is struggling with problems and concerns and things like that. So you want to then go and ask, once you've got your content figured out, what your categories are, is go use ChatGPT to come up with a list of what your avatar is struggling with. That is the easiest way to come up with a solid content plan, okay? The other thing that you want to look at is ask it, what are their fears? And how would they feel if they solved this problem? What are their hopes and dreams and aspirations? This gives you a really great blueprint of what your avatar is thinking. And we teach that right inside my content AI-driven content accelerator series, how to create this blueprint that you can use not just for creating a content plan, but everywhere in your marketing, especially when it comes to building opt-ins, opt-in pages, things like that. But once you have this blueprint of your avatar, then you can go and ask ChatGPT to generate a list of things that people are struggling with. And once you go and do that, you can then ask ChatGPT to help you go all the way down through script writing and repurposing your content and SEOing it. So it's as simple as really brainstorming these ideas, but you've got to know what your avatar is struggling with, what their fears are, so that you can incorporate all of that and build a really solid content plan using AI to meet your audience right where they are at. And that is how, in a nutshell, you create a AI or a content plan that's effective using ChatGPT. And trust me, once you start putting in these ideas, you can then, or you have it generate these ideas, you can go back and ask ChatGPT to create another list of ideas that are more like the ones that you like in there. So it's not just a first time generation, it's going to come up with the perfect content plan, but you can take it and it gives you a starting point that you can massage and build more content ideas or generate more content ideas off of the ones that really sing to you, that you can wrap your brain around and that aligns with what you're doing in your business. And trust me, it's a simple set of prompts that you can use that, but you really need that avatar blueprint and the research in there so that you really understand what your audience is struggling with. So gone are the days of having to ask your list, what are they struggling with? What do they need help with? Those kinds of things. And what we used to do, we used to go to YouTube and go and look in there and use it to generate content ideas. And it was really effective because it would give us a list of the popular ideas. But I find now it's better to meet your audience right where they're at and generate your own unique content that addresses the problems, the fears, their hopes and dreams that they want to have so that you can build a really effective and strong and unique to you content plan. So that's really exactly how it works. Is you've got to define your goals, you've got to understand your audience, and from there you can build a effective content plan in just minutes using AI. All right. So now I want to dive into a few questions. But before that, I want to let you know that I have a resource that's going to really help you when it comes to using, understanding, and using AI to help you generate content that not only engages, but it attracts your ideal client. So right down in the show notes, I have the Content Creator's Guide to AI. I talk about how to make your, what goes into creating great prompts and how to make your content that really reflects your own unique voice. And also down below, I have the link to the AI Content Generator series. You can go check it out and join us for that series where I'm going to be teaching how to create, do a content plan, how to script, how to repurpose, and how to SEO your content all using AI. So let's jump into today's questions. So again, I use AI to generate questions as part of my content plan for every topic that I have in there, because this is how I teach the 12X method, which I'm going to be going into that in my next video. So you're going to want to subscribe and stay tuned for my next piece of content that comes out about scripting and adding in these questions. So the first commonly asked question I'm going to answer here is, how can AI help in generating content ideas? So a lot of people want to know about the capability of AI to brainstorm and generate creative and relevant content ideas based on, you know, current trends, your audience's interests, and your niche. Well, I kind of went through that in today's, in this, you know, episode here. But what I want to reiterate here is you nearly need to have a blueprint of your avatar and your niche. And once you have all of that there, then you can use that blueprint that we teach inside of the AI Content Creator Series. And you can use that inside of AI with the right prompts, and it will generate a ton of content ideas that are unique to your audience and really meet them where they're at. So yes, the answer is yes, it can really help generate great ideas, but you really need to put it with the right priming pieces of content like the blueprint, and also have those content categories that you know you're going to be talking about. So like for me, I talk about AI-driven funnels. I talk about AI course creation. And so those are my content categories. I have a therapist I work with. He writes about EMDR, which is a trauma releasing type of therapy he does. He does a lot of work around healing infidelity. He also has another topic, trauma just in general. And we talk about romance and sex. So those are his content categories. We use those when we're creating his content plan. And it has worked really well, not just for him to do that, but for me. And when we meet the audience combined with the right messaging, the right content, the right scripting, it's a very effective way to use AI to create content extremely fast. Okay. So the next question people have is AI generated content unique and SEO friendly? So there's a concern amongst a lot of people about whether the content suggested or created by ChatGPT really is unique enough to stand out on its own and is optimized for search engines to drive organic traffic. Well, I'm going to be talking about how to use AI to help you generate, how to create SEO friendly copy. But where I draw the line between using AI to generate an entire blog post or a script that I would read, I do not do that. So I think making it unique to your voice comes with writing a script, using an outline, speaking the words, and then using that content as the way to SEO it, write blog posts, and repurpose your content. So there's a big difference there, because I have tried using AI to write an entire blog post. And what it comes up with really kind of reminds me of the days of when I used to outsource my content to someone else to have them write about it. It's very textbooky. It doesn't reflect my voice. It's not talking about the things I'm doing with people in my business, things like that. That's why I always create a script, an outline, and then I sit down and film it using a script just like I'm doing here. So my answer really is on its own. You could use it, but you're going to need a lot of rewriting and things like that to really make it unique and effective and SEO friendly without jumping into or, you know, getting dinged for plagiarized content. Okay. So that's my personal opinion and experience on whether or not AI content really is unique and SEO friendly. So the next question really is, what are the limitations of using AI in content planning? So people really want to know, what are the limitations and challenges of using AI in content planning, such as the need like human oversight, creative aspects, things like that. So here's what I have discovered. Again, when you go in, you really need that avatar blueprint so that you can come up with a list of problems and things, you know, fears, problems, pain points, things like that, to help you really create an effective suggested list of ideas for your content plan. But what you're going to have to do once you come up with that, it comes up with that, you're going to then need your own input to ask it, generate more ideas around a topic that you really like. Or you can say, come up with more ideas until you come up with a list. And then I generally will go in and pick and choose the ones that I like, that I know make sense to my audience and to myself from there. So you really do need oversight, and you really need to do the research around what your audience needs help with in your content topic or category. So again, I look at AI, whether or not it's creating a script or a content plan or writing social media posts, even a blog post or an email, is that I let it generate it, but then it needs me to go in and massage it and add in a few more things that are making it more personable and more unique to my voice. So a lot of people will be selling these generic prompts and things like that, but the better prompts are really where it pulls in your information, your research, and then has a prompt attached to it that will help you generate a content plan that is unique to your avatar, just like we teach inside of the AI Content Creators series. So that's my questions for today. And again, today we talked about whether or not AI can help. You know, how do you master your content planning? The questions that we answered about making it SEO friendly, the limitations, and how it can help generate content ideas. So again, if you need help creating content that is both unique, engaging, and using AI to help you speed up your content creation process, I've got the AI Content Creators Guide down below. And if you're interested in joining our series coming up in a couple weeks, the link is also below. We'll be going through how to create a content plan. I'll be giving you all the prompts, the research, the AI blueprint, along with, and that's just the first session. The second session, we're going to talk about the scripting process, how you can create a month's worth of content in 20 minutes or less using our scripting process. Then we're going to dive into one of my favorite topics, which will be content repurposing and automating it. This is so cool because once you've created your content and you've got a video, you can then take that video content and generate all of the social media pieces that you need and more using just a few simple prompts. We use it to create YouTube descriptions, podcasts, blog posts, social media, and beyond. So it's super cool. That session is going to be phenomenal. It's going to free you up to do a lot of other things once you know how to repurpose your content. And then finally, we're going to go into how to SEO your content, whether or not it's on YouTube or on your blog, so that you get a lot more organic eyeballs on your content without having to pay for ads. So that link is right down below, and stay tuned for next piece of content that I'm going to share with you, which will be all about effortless script writing using the 12X content creation method. So if you've ever wondered about what goes into writing a script really fast and why you want to do that versus written content, you're going to want to check that piece of content when I release it out next. All right. So that's it for today.
You've been listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, where content creators go to learn how to take their content creation to the next level. If you love the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Until next time.